Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a big announcement we're going to get to here. But first, I want to say this. I sincerely hope Donald Trump, and I mean this for all platforms, including ours, that he eliminates censorship totally. Now, that doesn't mean you get to yell fire in a crowded auditorium, as the old saying goes. You shouldn't. You shouldn't be allowed to threaten somebody. But you should be allowed to express divergent opinions, particularly on something as controversial as the Kennedy assassination. You want to believe it was a lone nut assassin? That's your right. If I want to believe the whole zoo came out with 12 monkeys and did it, that's my right too. We should not have censorship. And the government officials that participated in this and coercing social media to go along with their propaganda program, they should be going to prison. They violated the First Amendment and they violated the Fifth Amendment with due process because some people lost tremendous amounts of income. I'm one of them. And I want to see these people from the DOJ and the FBI locked up. They deserve it. Let them go through what we went through. It's just compensation. I wonder if we could sue them for damages. I hope we could. But nonetheless, we have an announcement along these lines. But before we do, I wanted to go to a quick break, tell you about our sponsor. Brought to you by Three Harmful Foods. Now, we're not trying to harm you with the foods, I promise. And we live in an advanced era where we shouldn't be doing this crap. There are three foods out there that disguise themselves on the health food pyramid. And we're about the only nation in the world that does this. Our allies and first world nations, like our friends in Europe, they don't do this. They've banned this crap because these foods cause weight gain. They clog your digestive tract. They deplete your energy and they wreck your skin. There's no excuse for it. And Dr. Amy Lee, a world-renowned nutritionist, she came along and she said, if you just stop doing this crap and replace this with healthy foods, all these symptoms that imitate aging will disappear. You can turn back the hands of time. And she said, I can't take this any longer. I'm exposing this. She made a video, a free video, one that is designed to help you, just like RFK Jr. He just wants to help. He wants to help people be healthier. Dr. Amy Lee, the same thing. We have so many great people in America, and you need to pay attention to this. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. See this on social media? Well, the link is already in the description box. It's already there. And I know you know that, but I say it for the people who are first timers. threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. And let's get this straightened out once for all. And let's hope in the process, RFK Jr. is going to catch this on his radar and he's going to take care of business. All right, now for the announcement. Should I show you? Yeah, I think I'm going to show you. It's a letter I got from YouTube this morning. The last time I applied for reinstatement, I got an answer in 8 minutes, said I was still guilty. Okay, it's been 15 months, 15 months. Just short of 15 months to the day where my channel on YouTube was terminated with no strikes. In fact, I even took their class on how to be compliant. I didn't have to do that. I did. Because when I'm on their platform, I should play by their rules. And I fully recognize that. YouTube provides a good service, it allows people to communicate with each other, shares information. I've learned how to do things by going to YouTube and say, teach me how to, and you get all these videos. They do provide a good service. Now, here's what they sent to me this morning. Hi, the Common Sense Show. We reviewed your appeal for the following channel, the Common Sense Show. After taking another look, we can confirm that your channel does not violate our community guidelines. Thanks for your patience while we reviewed this appeal. I am patient, right? I get the patience of Job, 15 months. Our goal is to make sure the content does not violate community guidelines so that YouTube can be a safe place for all. And sometimes we make mistakes trying to get it right. We're sorry for any frustration our mistake caused you, and we appreciate you letting us know. I forgive you. I'm a Christian. I don't hold grudges. I have to get beyond this. how this affects your channel. To make this right, we've put your channel back on YouTube. If you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us here. Thanks to the YouTube team. Now, they have not caught up with what they said they did. I went on YouTube and I was going to post my Bob Kudlow interview where we talked about a great turning in our economy. We're on the verge of really, really big things, and Bob laid them out. And I thought that would be a good first entry back onto YouTube. Said my channel was still banned, so I'm waiting for them to catch up. Hopefully, they will in the next 24 hours. And just to say this, I want to thank Rumble for being there for me. My growth on Rumble has been at the speed of constipation, and that's been my frustration because honestly, I'm not going to brag, but I'll tell you what people tell me. Your channel is better than 99% of the content that's out there, and you shouldn't be growing at the pace you're growing at. And it's frustrating. I never attracted Rumble's attention. But to show good faith and to thank Rumble, I'm going to stay active on Rumble and still post there as well as on YouTube once I get that equation figured out and I'm back up officially. So I just wanted to let you know it's a pretty big announcement. It's been 15 months in the making, and the financial hit was big. The audience hit was big. It's probably going to take people 30 to 60 days to figure out I'm back. I had a subscriber list of over 250,000 people, quarter, and I think that there was some, well, you can read between the lines here what I'm saying. I don't think I grew in proportion to how many people were really seeing the channel. And here's why I say this. Similar material on social media, and my podcast is ranked in the top 0.5% of 3.5 million evaluated by Listen Notes. 0.5% on studio, just for podcasting alone, on the Owlet Studio, I'm number two in the world. So that's quite a discrepancy from having just about, what, 7,300 subscribers on Rumble and 250,000 on YouTube. And some months I lost subscribers, yet my viewership went up. I guess they were seeing Dave more and enjoying it less. But nonetheless, my social media experience with growth is not what I experience in unfiltered media. And I'm very, very thankful. And I do so, and I succeed in the podcast through the grace of God. It's He that I hope that puts the words of wisdom in my heart and gets the people to listen and act accordingly. But nonetheless, we're back up and we're going to greatly expand our reach again. And my mission is to make sure that people know that our children have no hope if we don't turn this around. We are only just getting started. Only just getting started. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know. Thank you to Rumble again. Thank you, Rumble. You gave me a landing spot in those 15 dark months. And I'm not going to abandon Rumble, but Rumble, take a good look at my channel and compare it to some of the ones you're really promoting. And then maybe you can figure out why people in my audience and some of my colleagues are saying you should be getting a heck of a lot more attention than you are. So I just have that one request. Anyway, to all of you who've supported me during this really dark time, I appreciate you. And I'm going to double down on being as good as I can be. Again, I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Upper right-hand corner, click the newsletter link and put in your email, the only required field, and you'll receive daily update of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. It'll save you a lot of time. Join over 50,000 people that are doing it. We still have a lot of Americans we need to wake up. Now, there is a growing consciousness, but we need to strongly put our support behind the president's mandates and what he is doing to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. Improving the economy through the enhancement of energy. And all of this is going to help our banks. It's going to help our stock market. But most of all, it's going to help America. And to talk about all this is Bob Kudla, as we do a monthly show together. As you know, we've done this for years. And he's going to give us his take on what's going on. And as the founder and developer and the man who operates Trade Genius, it's his job to know these things. So we always have some good input from Bob. Bob, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And we're living in a brand new chapter of America, aren't we?
Well, I think the whole world, Dave, we're talking pre-market, I mean, pre-podcast here. I think what's happening in the United States is going to become the norm around the world. People are going to demand that their governments become transparent. And now they can't make any excuses. They can't do it. I mean, look, Elon Musk and his team of musketeers are going in 3 weeks, are able to upgrade systems that we're told would cost $50 billion and take 10 years. And they're basically doing it overnight in some cases. And I think it's breathtaking what's happening here. Technology is overwhelming the ability of politicians to be opaque. And so if they continue with this, with Doge here, some people call it Doggy, I call it Doge, is that we're going to find out the level of fraud and corruption and misallocation and misrepresentation of the intent of Congress is going to be mind-blowing. I mean, we will see more than $1 trillion saved in a year if what we're going to see in Social Security and Medicare actually come into play. But it's funny because you and I were talking that with Trump's victory, all of a sudden people that were actively against, I would say, our worldview have not only gone neutral, but in many cases have been red-pilled. I mean, look no further than Mark Zuckerberg, right? That he, I think a lot of these guys are, they could have been left-leaning people, but they were turned into basically criminal collaborators of the left. And I think a lot of it had to do with they were afraid of getting destroyed. They were extorted by the government saying, if you don't do this, we'll destroy you. Now with Trump in there, they don't have that gun to their head anymore. And a lot of them are rushing in to make sure this never happens again. So I find it utterly fascinating. And I think you're going to see more and more of that. Look at Bill Maher, right? Bill Maher never spoke like this. And I think once they probably get the Epstein files released and you get the P. Diddy files released, all these extortion tools are gonna and blackmail tools are gonna go away. And then when they get rid of the funding of these NGOs, all that mother's milk that were used to either bribe people or to extort them is going away too. And so, we may never see leftists in power ever again. I think we're finding out we're never a 50-50 country. We're probably always a 65-35 country. They just made it appear that it was not so because they were able to manipulate perception and they were able to manipulate people into doing things that they would naturally not want to do. So that's exciting. There's going to be a bit of a sausage making here. As you can see that, the left is not going to go down easily, but I don't think they can control it anymore. Even the courts after that first couple surges, I think they filed over 60 lawsuits, federal lawsuits against Trump and Doge. And all of them that have been filed have really been reversed already. And I think right now the other courts are saying, hey, other courts are speaking out about this. You don't really have any standing, or you can't really do what you want to do. And by the time they get all these other lawsuits involved, we're going to know everything. I guarantee you that the Doge team already knows. They already probably ran the numbers on Social Security, so they already now are finding out who's getting Social Security that shouldn't be getting it. And remember, the Chinese hacked our Social Security a couple of years ago. So who knows how many Social Security accounts that they added to be paid that money moving out of the country, Dave. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be eye opening.
It already is for me. I'm stunned on a daily basis when I look at $4.7 trillion being spent by Treasury and we can't trace where it went. I was just 4.7 trillion. I mean, that represents almost 10% of the national debt. And I'm stunned. And then what the latest numbers on Social Security payout is what, 2.7 trillion. And they're paying people who are older than the United States. This is insanity that they were allowed to get away with this. And what I really find most interesting is, Shakespeare had an old saying, Bob, and it said, "I think thou doth protest too loudly." In other words, if you object too much, you're hiding something, you're guilty. And so you have these Democrats going out in public and saying, "This is unconstitutional. It's fascism." What's fascist or unconstitutional about exposing fraud, waste, and abuse?
Yeah, I mean it's such a ridiculous argument. Nobody's listening to him anyway. And even Maxine Waters said, "We don't know what they have on us." Trump's holding back. This is a different Trump. He's not out there, shooting the machine gun off anymore. He's sitting back and collecting his data and suckering people in but one person said to me, and it really made sense. He said, "This has been going on a long time. In fact, our entire national debt might have been an illusion. That's how much that 36 trillion
I thought
might
that too.
simply have been a transfer payment of money that we never needed to spend, from our government." And so it's really going to be interesting to see. And the thing about it is that, I mean, from a macro standpoint, you and I just love talking macro, is that I'm a military guy, and I was an artillery officer, and so the old saying is, infantry do not outrun your artillery, right? And so now you have a position where the Democratic Party is losing their artillery, right? Their
That's true.
artillery were these NGOs that would come in with the stormtroopers, with the think tanks, with the media releases, and with the money, to fund the candidates. All that's going away. I mean, they're literally going to be losing hundreds of billions of dollars of money. And here's the thing too: all those people were making two, three, four, five, $600,000 a year. These rich white liberals are now unemployed around the world. I mean, it's going to be these people now, as Elon Musk said, they're going to go from non-productive work to productive work. Right, so they're not gonna have time to screw around with our government when they're desperately trying to feed their family. So it's gonna be really interesting to see all these nonprofits. I mean, we're gonna see them going belly up by the thousands here. I mean, look at the media. I mean, how many media outlets are gonna go away? I mean, we were literally funding Politico at almost 100% of their budget, and all that was an organ of the left to beat up on the right, and so really interesting to see, but that's from the macro standpoint. What that's going to do for us, though, is it's going to drive interest rates to the floor. We're going to actually go into a bit of a what I would call good deflation from this, when you're going to have prices generally falling, but productivity is going to remain robust, and people are going to be generally employed, and that's kind of the environment we were in from 1870s to 1910. And that was the first golden age of the United States, and I think this is the second golden age. That's why they're using that term. If they can produce what I would call a 1 to 4% deflationary environment while keeping people employed with a positive yield for their income, is that you're going to just see economic prosperity absolutely explode.
Well, Bob, if
And
we go back in history, in 1885, there was a presidential blue ribbon commission put together because tariffs were working so well, and this is pre-income tax, that they didn't know how to spend the money. So they said, "How are we going to spend this excess money that the government's taking in because of tariffs?" And there's real clear signs that Trump eventually wants to do away with the IRS because he created the ERS, the External Revenue Service. He's implementing tariffs. Do you really think there's a chance we'll go back to the old system?
oh, he's going to give it his best shot. And you know what they spent the money on? The national park system. No, I think, look, once they start dismantling these institutions of the left, people are not going to want them back. I mean, look, the Federal Reserve obviously was created as a slush fund for left leaning politicians, right? Because they could deficit spend. When you can't deficit spend, Dave,
Yeah, I
you're
know.
forced to make decisions. and it has to be out in the open. Well, they didn't want that, and so they were able to deficit spend and be able to bribe people. Well, when you're in that environment, as Alex Karp said yesterday on CNBC, and he didn't mean it so much religiously, but he meant it philosophically. He said the left has become a pagan religion, and they need to readopt Calvinism. And what basically what Calvinism is, the Protestant work ethic, right?
Exactly, right.
And so I thought that was interesting because I think Alex Karp is Jewish, if I'm not mistaken. And I just laughed when I heard that because I knew exactly what he meant.
Yep.
And you're basically going from fake to real. That basically what his point was is that you have to earn your reputation. You can no longer buy your reputations, and so I'm pretty stoked. This is an amazing time. I mean, you would ask me a year ago, would this be like this? And I'm fairly decent at kind of seeing around the corner. But this was not on my bingo card, and I'm thrilled to be
I hear you.
underestimating the impact.
I have felt exactly the same way. I have written for years about how corrupt the Democratic establishment was and their government practices. And I'm stunned at how ignorant I was because I didn't see the depth of the corruption that's been exposed in less than 30 days by the Trump administration. It's shocking to me.
I
When
don't
you
think anybody did, Dave. I don't
4.7.
even think people in Congress knew
No.
how it was being spent, and it's insidious. It's in every agency. How about the two, whatever the $1.2 trillion in HUD? I mean, not the $1.2 trillion, $2 billion in HUD that was just applied. It was just sitting there. You know what I mean? And that would have probably been used as a slush. It was probably parked there for a reason. For the future, so I don't think people even I think people's jaws are going to drop when this thing's all done.
We've taken on millions of new residents at our expense. We've suffered a tremendous loss with supporting the Ukraine war. And I'm not judging the quality of the war. What I'm saying is we couldn't even fight a war ourselves, and this is what many of our commanders were saying. And I look at all that we've established and all that's been done to us by what DOGE is uncovering, and I've concluded America is really a hard nation to kill.
Well, you know what? I think God spared us is what I told my wife. I said, he heard our prayers and he answered them because man, we were going down a really evil path,
True.
so I'm thrilled with that. From my point of view as a stock trader, it's really interesting because I expect the markets to sell off because when you get rid of money supply like this, you do have tightening liquidity, you meaning less money to spend, and the markets will fall. And I said the first time in my life I'd be okay with it, because this is a cleansing that needs to happen. But
Absolutely.
having said that, we're seeing some really interesting opportunities. Like Trump wants to, destroy the price of oil. He wants to get it down, get energy costs down. He'll be able to do that. It'll take about a year. But as oil prices fall, the people that actually look for the oil and support the oil industry and natural gas industry are going to boom, literally boom. So that we've already moved into those trades, and I just showed people this morning natural gas prices are going up. They were unnaturally suppressed by what was going on with the Biden administration, and now they're normalizing. And so there's some great natural gas companies that are out there. And then we're going to be able to, that's a balance of payment issue for us. We're going to be able to export liquefied natural gas around the world. We'll be sending that natural gas to Japan, China, Korea, and Europe. I mean, we're sitting on one big methane farm here in the United States. I don't think people truly, truly understand how much energy is here. And it's just amazing. As Trump says, and he's absolutely correct. People think Saudi Arabia is the best place for oil in the world. We dwarf them, and it's just that Saudi Arabia gets their oil out of a little bit cheaper than us. So As energy prices fall, we actually get the container enemies, Dave. Okay. That means Russia and Iran, won't be able to spend on mischief. And I think, if Trump resolves Ukraine and Russia, which I think he'll be able to do that, there's enough economic incentives for Russia to come to the table. And we totally control Ukraine. I mean, Trump just told Zelensky yesterday, "Hey, you're gonna have to go for an election, brother. You can't keep living on this martial law crap." Because they're saying, "Did Russia make that a condition?" Trump goes, "No, I made it a condition." And so that's gonna move out of it. And then Iran is gonna get put in its place too. Well, then Trump's gonna be able to lower the amount of defense spending that he's doing, and even send it to Russia and China. Let's not have an arms race. Let's all lower it. Let's all make money. Let's all have fun. Let's all get rich. Why kill each other?
Well,
And I think.
I see the gateway to that is a Russian-American alliance, and I think this is in the process now. Ukraine's just the first step, but Bob, I think China will have no choice but to capitulate. They can't compete with
Agree.
Russia-America.
I told you, excuse me, I'm sore throat. I totally agree with you. Basically, he's going to get rid of these two thorns, Russia and Iran. He's going to co-opt Russia. Look, Trump. Look, nobody. I came from my family came from Eastern Europe, so we have no love lost for the Soviet Union or Russia or Putin. We know, but I'm a realist, and I said from the very beginning, we're idiots for trying to make Russia an enemy. Russia has things that we need. Russia needs things that we have. We're natural partners. And we actually share, a common view of the world in the highest sense. Western thought, right, versus Eastern thought. And so, we can naturally be allied with each other. And once we do that, and we isolate Iran, which I think Iran's is already crumbling, we absolutely can control China. And China's fumbling too. I talk about this ad infinitum, right? China is in a slow motion crash. The unemployment rate there is skyrocketing. Xi's on the defensive. And if Trump can literally at any point, just put a dagger in his heart. And so I just think these are really good times. And if we play this right, and we can contain our own enemy within, then I think we could see a couple decades of some really good living for people. I'd love to leave this world with my daughter in a fairly peaceful shape. Last year at this time, I wasn't feeling that way. I feel a lot better now. We just have to make sure that the left's tentacles get clipped.
I totally agree 1000%, Bob. It's been my total motivation here to do what I'm doing because, our kids have no chance to live the life that we've lived unless we course correct. And this is in process right now. I'm so impressed with the people that Trump has got appointed to his cabinet. Every one of them is suited to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, and they're also loyal, and they're competent, and they're motivated, and they're all singing out the same hymnal. And the House of Representatives are united too. I saw that from Trump this morning. He just has to keep the Senate kind of, in its place a little bit. But no, I totally agree. And Trump's a different guy too.
He is.
Okay, so he can lean back now because he has people he trusts, in the places of authority, and I think he can let them do their thing. And I think he had J.D. Vance. Look, J.D. Vance is motivated to become president.
I
And
agree.
so, in 2 years, when Trump goes lame duck, J.D. Vance won't be lame duck, right? So you'll see Trump probably back up even more and let J.D., take bigger. And he's excellent. I mean, that speech he gave in Germany, jaws dropped,
I know. I
you know,
know.
and, and, uh,
Fantastic.
and look, in perfect timing, too. He was speaking to the German electorate, because he knew that you can't get the message out, but you can't block him, right? The Vice President of the United States, it has to be shown that that speech had to be out there. And he basically spoke to the electorate before the election. So hopefully, you'll have a positive impact. And if we can fix Germany, we fix Europe, okay? And the Germans are leaning ever closer to getting their collective minds back.
Yeah, they went the wrong side of the tracks for a long time, and they've economically paid for it, and they've alienated their population. I want to run this by you to get your opinion. I think I look at the Democrats, they didn't learn a thing from their defeat in the election. They've doubled down on what got them unelected. And I think what we're going to see is a decline of the Democratic Party to such a degree that they're going to become a minor party like the Libertarians. And I think the two major parties are going to be the split between the Rhinos and MAGA.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting viewpoint. When people say they don't learn their lesson, they've never learned their lesson. Okay, that it's they're religious. It's like telling a Catholic he hasn't learned his lesson about Catholicism. They totally understand their lesson. They just don't. They're just like the Borg. They just don't give up. So we just have to be able to defund them. The Rhino thing's easy. I don't think. If Trump could show people how to make money here, I think the new Democratic Party is probably what you're thinking is the old Rhino Party. I think we're just gonna have a right center shift,
Yes.
and then we're gonna have a center party and a center right party. I agree with you. Because look at Trump and Tulsi and RFK and Elon, they're not right wingers at all. I always laugh when they call them right wingers. Those people all were Democrats.
I know.
And so when you hear them talking about these people are fascists, they're like, no, this is probably the Democrat Party of the 50s, right? When you had Truman and Kennedy, right? That wing of the Democratic Party is what we're seeing actually revitalized. And look, I'm pretty right wing, but I'm okay with these people because they have my best interests at heart. They love the country,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And my thing is, look, we're all really right wing because of our belief in God, and we were forced into that edge, right? Because, it's either you believed in God or you're a freaking communist, right? And so now you could be a regular old Republican and believe in God and still have some different thoughts on other things. I think people are collective sigh of relief here, and a lot of Democrats now are finding, hey, it's a safe place to be. Because my parents would never recognize the Democratic Party. They would be like, no way. And now, everybody can, what do they call it? The Common Sense Party. They joined you, Dave. What are we talking about? The Dave Hodges Party, really? Because, I mean, look, it's just simply common sense, right? Did you get your royalty from them for lifting
I'm afraid I
your
didn't know,
moniker?
but I did get reinstated on YouTube today. So,
There you go. Thank you,
yeah.
Trump. I gave him a call and he was going to pardon you. So good job.
Okay. Well, the thing is we're filled with hope now, and I think a lot of people who've called themselves Democrats are going to see prosperity. And they're going to say, I don't want to go back to that crap. And I'm hoping a lot of these people, I know that Hispanics have changed dramatically with their political allegiance. Black people are beginning to, and I hope that they come across en masse because Trump is offering hope for people to be what they want to be and not be locked into a corrupt regime that basically uses them. And I don't know, my historical view, and I hope I'm not wrong, I think the Democratic Party have used and abused black people for their political purpose, but have given them very little in return.
Well, they've
And
done it to everybody, though. They did
that's
it
true.
with the white people too, the working class people. They played them off on. And look, it's an old saw in the United States. You play the newest immigrant against the rest of the country,
That's
right?
true,
And
yeah.
I laugh when they said, "Oh, you're racist, black people." Hey, look, when I grew up, people were talking about the Polacks, the Guineas, the Wops, the
I
pork
know.
chops. You
I
know what I
hear you.
mean?
I hear
Yeah, it's
you.
all and the Irish. My wife's part Irish, they're called the Black Irish for a reason, and it wasn't a compliment, right? When any other immigrant come, they always use that as a wedge, and they made it sound like it's the right wingers are doing it, but it was always the elite. Look what they said now: we can't stop illegal immigration. Who's going to do the work for us? What they're really saying: who's going to do the work for us at below market rates, right? And now all these people are gonna have to pony up now because now you have to deal with legal people and they're not going to work for these slave wages, which is so ironic because they always thought people like us right wingers were like against people making a living. No, we were never against that. We were always about fairness, you know, and we're, you know, it was just the management of expectations that made people sound like, you know, we were always portrayed as being against stuff that they were always against. You know, they've always projected onto us. So, yeah, I mean, you can
Yeah,
tell I'm just really
they've run
excited.
out of
Yeah,
rhetoric.
rhetoric. Yeah, and now it's all boomerang. Somebody said to me this morning in the room, you know, the left wanted to hire 87,000 IRS agents to audit the people, and they turn around and the left's getting audited instead.
I
You
know.
know, I
I
mean,
love it.
the
Talk about
irony is
creating your
blissful.
own monster. You know,
Exactly.
I want to go back to something that Trump did in his first term. Under the Trump administration with economics, women, Hispanics, and blacks as discrete groups had the lowest unemployment rate in their history and had the biggest wage increase in their history. And I'm thinking, and I said this in the campaign, why wouldn't you want more of that? And I was talking to potential voters saying, if I were black, Hispanic, and female, I'm thinking right now, this is where I want to go because I had success before. To me, it was a no-brainer. We did see some big shift in demographics and voting, though. We really did. And Trump is not about suppressing anyone. This is just what just blows my mind is white people did not have the biggest wage increase in history in his first term. White people didn't have the lowest unemployment rate in their history. Trump is a fair man. He's running the country for the benefit of everybody.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, all that stuff's coming out in a while. I mean, look, the highest, you know, do you know Asian women are out earning white males? So,
I
you
know.
know, it's all the stuff. Now that data is able to easily get disseminated, you know, freely, is that they've lost control of all the mechanisms they use for propaganda. So,
True.
it's really going to be. You know, it's really gonna be, you know, an interesting time now where people go out, you know, Grok 2 and Grok 3 and ChatGPT, all, you know, Grok 3 comes out. This is totally unvarnished information. You know, people are just gonna be able to tag it whenever they want. And remember, the young are shifting right. They're not shifting left. And it's happening in America. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in South Korea. The young are shifting. And when the left can't bribe the young anymore, that's when they're going to be that minority party that you refer to. They're going to be like the Green Party, you know. They're going to be these
Good point.
dogs barking on a tree all night, you know. And they can't get the crow, right? So I think we're going to just see more and more of that. However, you know, we have to get the manufacturing back in the United States. You know, we have to. This AI revolution, this robotics revolution, this machine learning revolution, it needs to be matched up now with smart manufacturing. That's why I said China's so dead. China only had cheap, basically cheap manufacturing and theft of IP. Well, you know, you think about it now, there might be 5,000 people working at a factory in China. That comes back to the United States with probably only 200 people. Because the factory is going to be brand new and it's going to be totally automated. All right. And
Good
so
point.
that's what we're going to see. And I was telling people this morning, my algorithm, I'm writing the latest version of it, and we wrote it in Grok 2, you know, and it's been nothing short of spectacular. Things that would just take me forever, or I would have to pay for outside programming help or whatever, I could do internally. I mean, I could even do it. You know, I'm not only the designer anymore. I don't write the code, but now code gets written for me. I have an agent that's doing it. You know, an intellectual agent that I've been writing code, and my partner just released at the beginning of the year a brand new version of the algorithm that just it's spiking our win rates up. You know, it's optimizing for
But let's
us.
talk
And
about that because I know typically you win 2 out of 3 trades. What's happened with that?
yeah, so we went from 63% to 68% in aggregate. Remember, that's on a base of how many trades? We're at 66.67%. We used to be at 63%, but that's on a base of 1,400 trades. If we just took the trades we've been taking from the last 60 days, we're at about 84% win rate.
Oh my God.
So, now I don't think that's going to last, but it's pretty damn good. And people are just sending us attaboys left and right saying we're changing their lives. And you combine that with now new tools coming out on these, what they call high distribution products. You can get a weekly dividend payment on these derivative trades that the rich have been doing for decades. Now it's becoming available for retail. And it's going to work regardless if the market goes up or down because people trade these things both ways. And they're going to come out next month with a daily one. I'm not too sure how good that's going to be because it's going to probably cause some wild fluctuations in the markets at some point. But people want to get paid. And you're talking some of these distribution rates are between 20 and 120% annualized. I mean, it's amazing. We have people, we call them rental properties, right? Because you buy the stock, you hold it for a year. There's one for MicroStrategy called MISTY, MSTY. We've had people that have already got their initial investment back, and they're still getting 80% yields on what's left. I mean, you already paid your rental property off, and those are the kind of rents you're getting. And the low end is down to 20%. And the higher end is, I mean, Palantir came out with one of these products called PLTY. They've been running at 80% a year, and the price of their option is going, the ETF is going up because Palantir went up. So there's some really things that are changing people's lives here. And we're on top of it, and we're doing quite well with it. And you've had a lot of your listeners join us in the last couple of months, as you know, while we send you the data. And so we think this is a great opportunity for people. Look, what we charge for this service is nothing compared to what you get out of it. And
So let's
so
talk about what the service is. Let's assume that we have a new audience that's never heard of Trade Genius. And first of all, you come on here, you really enlighten my audience with your perception of current events. But you can see that that guy's agreeing with me too.
I'm
Okay,
sorry.
I think he's giving his approval. Okay, so anyway, what I was going to say was, we get enlightened from you by current events, but you also do training and education with people. This is how we make money in the market, and we have an algorithm. Can you talk about that process, people getting in that are novices, and how they're actually making money?
Yeah, I made a joke with somebody this morning is that, our system is visually based. And I said, even if you're colorblind, we can give you a different shape and you can see trade, take trade. So you don't have to know anything about the stock market to take the trades from our algorithm. Okay. So we have people that are extremely experienced that love taking these trades because you can't watch everything. So our algorithm is filtering and then our algorithm is giving out trade opportunities. We teach you how to do that. You can do it on your own. You take our algorithm, you just have use of it. And then you can go pick the stocks you want to follow. You can filter for them. You can get alerted for them. You can take those trades. Or we put out trades every day. We put out two trades, two trades yesterday. Both of them are profitable today. We've already moved up the stops on them that they will be profitable. We put out two more trades today that are looking good so far, as I'm looking at them. And so that's what we do. And then we do educate people. So we have general education of how to use the system. We have specific coaching. I do personal coaching for people that I show them how to use the system or understand specifically what they're trying to do. Now, I am not a money manager and I'm not your financial advisor. So what I do coach you on is how to use these tools to be a more effective investor or effective trainer. And then we do three or four on public classroom type of training every year. We just did one in San Clemente. We're doing one in Nashville. And we do them in Florida and we do them in Hawaii occasionally too. So we do three or four of those a year and they're always full. We keep them fairly limited, 30 to 40 people. I mean, we charge nothing for it. I mean, $600 for 3 days of training with lunch. So these things fill up really fast, are a lot of fun. And I teach, and my partner Phil teaches. And our service, what we charge for our service is, you're talking between $400 and $1,000, depending on what level you want. And if you take the highest level, you're in a room where you're talking to me all day. Okay. So, it's a voice room, chat room. We put trades out there. We have higher level algorithms for people that pay more. Obviously, people that want the lower level products are just wanting alerts, but people that want to really engage and learn, they pay more money and they get more tools. So it's a really good system, and we know it works. I've been doing this for years. You and I have been talking for 10 years. All we've been doing is optimizing this algorithm since we started,
Yeah.
because the tools just make it easier and easier and easier for us to optimize what's called the false positives. Okay. So remember, if you're 100%, right, that means you're catching every move and there's no slippage, right? You can never get 100% because you just don't know the future. But there is some waste heat in that engineering process where we think we've probably taken it the best we can get it. And now the tools allow us to sh display that more effectively. And so if you just simply learn the rules and apply the algorithm, and we do that for you now too. And if you just follow the trade, you can't help but make money. Simple as that, regardless of what the market does, up or down.
Fantastic stuff. In the conference room that you guys have when you guys share information, is there an element of monkey see, monkey do? I watch the guy who's done this and done well, and I just follow what he's doing for a while till I get it figured out. Is there that element of learning as well?
Yeah, we actually tell people just to follow the trades for a while, ask in the room. We have people in the room that are better traders than me. I'm just a tool maker, and so there's a lot of really good people in there. There's a lot of good insight. I don't know everything. There's people that are in these industries that tell us to pay attention to this, that, and the other, right? I got people, look, that are in the AI business. I got people in the energy business. I got people in the financial services business. I got people in the biotech business. These are all customers in high tech, they're always giving me insight, not insider information, but insight into the industry, saying, hey, this is what we see, what's coming down the pike. And so it's really fascinating to see. So that's gold. You're getting a master class, in terms of, if you had to pay for that stuff, going to these stupid seminars that you see advertised online, these people charge $5,000 to $10,000, and people are throwing it out to each other in a room, okay? That you're paying $800,000 a year for, and plus you're getting trades. You're not getting the useless advice, right? You ever attend these seminars and they give you useless advice that you can't really apply? Well, I hate that. So I never do that. Everything that I do is designed. If you're going to listen to me, I want you to make profit off of me.
Yeah, I hear
Okay.
you. I know
And that's how I live
I
my
get the
life.
feedback. I get the feedback from my audience. Exactly. You cut to the chase. The thing about these other seminars, and I've gone to them a long time ago, 30 years ago, but it was one size fits all. And that really concerned me when I saw that. And there was nothing to break it down to the individual level, and there was no variability of analysis. It was just block training with no variation. And I thought it was very poor systematically. And you're talking to an educator. So I looked at it and I said, I thought the teaching was poor. I thought the organization was poor. And I could mention some names of high profile people that are still here. I don't want the controversy, but I'll just say this. You break it down to the individual level. How do people get started, Bob? If they're hearing this, they go, yeah, I want to try this.
Yeah, just go to tradelikeagenius.com or
Dave loves
Dave Loves Trading.
trading.com.
Yeah, and if you go to our site, make sure you tell him you came from Dave. We'll ask you anyway,
That's
so we
right.
can support his show. But once you
I
sign
almost
up,
forgot I had a site. I blanked out. Yeah, you go to
yeah.
DaveLovesTrading.com. Bob and I have partnered for a long time. I believe in what he's doing. We have a lot of people we've sent there that are making good second income wages. And you even have told me that some people are turning this into first level income.
Yeah, I mean, some people have basically, they retired and now they're doing this full time. fact, I'm meeting somebody tomorrow that's exactly almost at that point. You know, their training has got to the point. Look, it takes 3 or 4 years. I think people, you know, you get the get rich quick, you know, mentality here. If you have the worst thing can happen to you as a trader is that your first month is really good because you think every month's that way. So we really try to make sure your expectations are in check. You absolutely can make a living doing this. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and you just have to understand, you know, how this works. If it was so easy, they call it collecting, Dave. So we, you know, we have the tools. We'll help you right out of the gate. You get access to the templates of the tools that we have. Depending on what level you buy, what tools you get, you're automatically in a chat room, and you can ask questions right away. And then I put trades out every day. And so
That's
you just follow
fantastic.
those trades. I give stops and targets, so you can find. I have some people that's all they do is they just take my trades. That's one of the attaboys. I should send it to you. All he's done is take my trades. He said, "Bob, here's my results. All I did was take your trades." And then some people say, "Bob, I don't want to take any of your trades. I want the tools. I want to take my trades." And we have people that do that. And then we have people that it's a mixed bag saying, "Oh, wow, I never even thought about that sector. Thank you." You know, so you can get up to running pretty fast. I tell people it takes 4 to 6 weeks if you don't know anything to really start learning the new language, you know, and not make dumb mistakes. You know, learn from us. We've already made them, and just, you know, deal with our best practices. So, and then if you want to become an expert, it's like anything else, you need your 10,000 hours, right? And so you need to put your time in, you need to understand it, you need to make sure. Remember you said one size fits all. Everybody's personality is different. So our algorithm allows for people to adjust, you know, the level of risk they want to take. So, you know, you can adjust, you know, if you want a faster time frame or you want a faster look back period, or if you want to have a tighter stop, you know, those things can be, they're just table driven changes you can make, and it will then reflect in the algorithm results. So you could tweak anything we give you. We just give you out of the box what we think is optimized, but it doesn't mean it's perfect for you. You know, some people like to have really tight stops. Some people don't want to have really loose stops. Some people like to wait. Some people want to be aggressive. So you can modify all that stuff. And so that's their normal service. When you talk about training, you know, that we show you how you can make those changes. I'm talking about either seminars or just online. You know, we just show you how to do that stuff. Most of that stuff's free. You know, the seminars cost money because it costs us money to put them on. But the and personal coaching costs because you're taking somebody's time up. But the regular training, if you just came on board and we gave you the templates, we have training tools that are free that teach you how to use the template. And you can just go. And like I said, it's see trade, take trade. You know, one of these days, Dave, maybe I should share my screen when we do one of these seminars on one of our podcasts so people actually can see it working. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, yeah, I would love to see that myself. I'm sure my audience would. But the bottom line is you've made it possible for people to come in weeks, learn the lingo and watch what's going on with the experts and imitate for a while and then devise your own methods and grow in your own way. And you're going to make good money. And that's why I'm telling you, go to DaveLovesTrading.com. Bob, your advice too on the world. I hear activity there.
My algorithms
There you
firing off.
go. Yeah. But anyway, Bob, it's always good to have you on. I encourage people to go to DaveLovesTrading.com and look forward to having you back again with your analysis on current events.
All right, Dave, thank you. Have a great week.
You too.